All right, let's go on this Monday afternoon. I hope you're having a great start to your working week. We are ready to go, Coach K, and I've got a massive program lined up for you today. We're coming off the back of round three of the National Rugby League. Wow, aren't there so many talking points coming out of that one? We'll talk a little bit about the cricket overnight. We've got some magical racing that happened on Saturday. It was nearly really magical if Cylinder had won the Golden Slipper, but it didn't. So we move on. The dogs are barking and the caravan moves on, as the great Alan Jones once said. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, SEN welcomes you to what we would describe here, Coach K and I, as our very broad house of worship. Remember, if you're north of the border, half your luck. SENQ 693 AM, SEN Gold Coast 1620 AM, Sydney SEN 1170 AM, anywhere SEN app. So make sure you're tuning in for that one. Zach Bailey coming up very shortly. We'll find out what's trending with Coach K. We'll tell you who's been running hot for Ream. Plenty running hot for Ream over the course of the weekend. You're probably throwing Chris Waller was running hot for Ream. He's an amazing trainer. He's a Hall of Fame trainer now. I know TJ Smith won 33 straight premierships in Sydney, but Chris Waller could rewrite all the record books. Most group ones, most races won. Just extraordinary what he is doing. So we'll spend a bit of time with Chris this afternoon. I'm looking for that. Afternoon's Amplified and a score update with Coach K. And then after that, we speak to Tess. And, of course, Tess Connery from Media Week. She's giving us all the insight over what you were watching and listening to over the course of the weekend. Score update then with our man Coach K. And then we get stuck into the text line. And we do that for sbsfence.com.au. If you want to be a part of the program today, and I know you do, give us a call on the open line, 1300 01 1170. $100 up for grabs, all thanks to Tristan and the team up there at Top Sport. If you want to send a text, and I know you do, 0457 736 736. We're going to give away another Signet Boost power bank to the best text message today. Pros and cons today. Your Monday pros and cons. What were the pros coming out of the weekend? What were the cons? It might be on a personal level. It might be on a team-wide level. It might be on a code-wide level. You let us know. Pros and cons on this Monday. All right, let's get into a look backwards.
There's
going
to be a bit of pressure this week.
There's no pressure this week. These are his game rule, the coach next week. There's no pressure there.
These are
the hard games. These are the pressure games.
Why do you say? Is it?
Well, everybody's going to want to play in it, mate. So yeah. If you're a football player, you want to be there. So what's hard about that in the best stadium in Australia? I don't think anyone's going to need motivating to be there.
See, he obviously wasn't listening on Friday, Wayne, when Coach K said that the best football ground in Australia is Allianz Stadium. We had a number of people north of the border that were telling us, oh, what about Suncorp? And Coach K dismissed them outright. I don't know whether he would have done the same for the great Wayne Bennett. The other thing was a bit of a backhander there to the Newcastle Knights, right? Oh, these are the ones you got there. They're the tough ones when you're down playing the Knights. But he makes a good point. Let's start the mind games. Kevin Walters, Wayne Bennett. In fact, Wayne Bennett and everyone at the Brisbane Broncos, I think they're going to be outgunned, certainly based on what we saw from the Broncos. What about these players? They're absolutely superb at the moment. But you just never underestimate the great coach. The Roosters, 20. The Rabbitohs, 18. You keep your head, you win the head-to-head. Who was it that said, which one of our callers or text messages the other day said, whoever has the least number of pumpkins is going to win that game? Well, it's clear that the Rabbitohs started well, then lost their way. They have completely lost their way in that back end of that game. Got a late try, but Roosters 2018 deserved that victory, and lots of reasons for it. Jared Waerea-Hargreaves back and immediately made an impact in the NRL. The Titans 38-34 over the Melbourne Storm. Now, I've got to tell a story about a bloke I know. Let's call him Mick. He was at the pub on Saturday afternoon, and Mick would be what you'd best describe as a blowfly, right? A genuine Australian pest. But there he was, this game started saying, Melbourne Storm will miss the eight. Melbourne Storm are going to miss the eight. And you're like, oh, Mick. And then by the end of the game, you're thinking, maybe Mick was onto something. They were poor. They were un-Melbourne-like. And that was the second week in a row. So that's the concern for them. Well done, the Titans, but real concern over the Melbourne Storm. You could probably say the same for the Cowboys. 26-12, the Warriors get the win done. I think it's their first win in Australia in 13 matches, and they played well. There is something about what Andrew Webster has brought to this team. There's a steel to them. There's a confidence to them, and they're playing a good brand of footy. So well done, the Warriors, on that one. What happened at the 70-minute mark in the Broncos? The Dragons are there thinking, yeah, this is a follow-on from what we did in week two. Yeah, we're competitive. Oh, then the last 10 minutes. So absolutely blown off the park. Four tries in that last 10 minutes. So the scoreline does not reflect how close the game was. What it does reflect is how the Broncos can blow a putter game very quickly. And they did that the last 10 minutes against the Dragons. Yesterday at Belmore, great crowd on multicultural round. Belmore, Bulldogs 26, the Tigers 22. Absolutely crazy game of footy. The Doggies should have led 32-0 at halftime. 32-0. Max King never will, never should possibly pass again. But anyway, they should have led 32-0, and then all of a sudden they were going to get run down. What the late comeback from the Tigers doesn't hide from the fact that they were, in part, in general, for most of the game, absolutely woeful again. It's extraordinary to think that Adam Dewey was under an injury cloud all week. Okay, didn't play well. We know that, right? But, we know he's a good player. I want to know what's going on with Luke Brooks. And West Tigers fans, maybe you can fill me in, right? Because if you had a forward that came off the interchange bench who got the ball on the last tackle 10 metres out and just ran at the defensive line, you'd say, oh, come on, mate. You've got to know the tackle count. But what if it was your halfback who'd been playing NRL for 10 years and was getting paid $1 million a year? That is a real signal, in my opinion. So So Wakeham at half, Brooks at 5'8", Dwayhe at fullback next week. Make it happen. I will say John Bateman, well done. What do they say? Johnny come lately, so he eventually gets on the field. Feels like he's acclimatised. I will say this, he looked a bit lighter than I remember John Bateman, and he looks a bit whiter than I remember too. So sunbaking under the house again, Johnny Bateman. But I actually thought he wasn't the worst and was probably the best, actually, of the West Tigers players over the course of the weekend. The Raiders 24, the Sharkies 20. They hang on after what was some pretty poor game management at the back end. I did note, did anyone else see this? I did note the rub of the green going against the Raiders late in the game. And then Ashley Klein didn't see the penalty that was for player in the ruck. I thought, uh-oh. And then they showed the reverse angle of Ashley Klein moving towards Ricky Stewart on the sideline and Ricky Stewart moving towards Ashley Klein on the sideline. And I thought to myself, oh, are we back in a hotel in Brisbane in 2008, the morning after the World Cup final? It all got a little bit deja vu on me. But in the end, they hang on for the win. The Raiders 24-20 over the Sharks. So there's some of the things that I took out of round three of the National Rugby League. You might want to give me your pros. The pros was the crowd at Belmore, 16,500 on a ridiculously bad day as far as weather goes, but well done on that. Jared Waerea-Hargreaves back and makes an immediate impact. By the way, they were saying, well, how do you fit another 11,000 into Belmore? Well, that's because the Frog, the great Peter Moore, used to look after crowd numbers. So if you wanted it to be a big number, you just put a few more numbers in it. I don't think you actually could have found spots for another 11,000 people there. The cons, The storm intensity, where is it? What's going on? Craig Bellamy, I tell you what, we know how tough he does it during a loss. He looked at a loss on the weekend, and I've got to make mention of the Tigers' attack. Basically, for 76 minutes. The 4 minutes where they scored three tries, fine. And a lot of that was around Brandon Wakeham, but beyond that, they were absolutely... And the other thing, Tiger attitude. I mean, that Charlie Staines I'm a fan of, right? But Ferrari, when you're chasing in cover defence and you're fullback, you got to chase. You can't run along and get the best view in the house. 1300-01-1170, the text line, 0457-736-736. While we're on the Tigers, could we explain this one? Can Tim Sheens, after the game, was asked about the change with Dave Nofaluma and what's going on there? Let's have a listen to the answer from Tim Sheens.
Can you just talk us through the decision for Dave Nofaluma to come off and Charlie Staines the wing and Dewey to fullback?
No, I don't want to make any call on it at the moment, no.
But was it always pre-planned that was going to be the situation where Adam goes back to fullback and Brendan?
I don't want to talk about it, thank you. No, I'm not going to justify what I did.
I don't want to talk about it. So it's like, well, that's an easy one to talk about. Well, Dave Nofaluma was having a really quiet game and we wanted to get Brandon Wakeham onto the field, but... didn't want to talk about it. So there we go. Australia have had a win against India. Mitch Stark, player of the match, 5 for 53. So they did it with 10 wickets in hand. They needed only 117 or 118 for victory, and they did it very comfortably. Mitch Marsh, 66 off 36 balls. Thanks very much. Travis Head with 51 as well. So they've got the third and deciding match in the series. That'll be played on Wednesday night our time, but absolutely dominant there, the Aussies. And the big news over the weekend from a racing point of view, this happened in the Golden Slipper out there at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday.
Cylinder fourth on the rails from Platinum Jubilee. Then came Blanc de Blanc Shinzo on the rails as they straighten up. And at Big Odds Exploring shows the way. Behind the outside, Arkansas Kid. Cylinder roofs up on the inside. Hard on the inside. Shinzo starting to run on. Cylinder takes the lead of the 200 from Shinzo giving chase. Cylinder, Shinzo, and right down the outside with a big run late is M. Baker coming home. Harkins Gambit. But Shinzo and Ryan Moore are drawn clear to win the Golden Slipper. Shinzo. Big Cylinder, King's Gambit third.
So well done, Chris Waller and the team there. Great to see a battler like Coolmore get themselves a win in a big race like that with Shinzo. I tell you what, though, if you had Cylinder in the pre-post markets at about $13, you were very disappointed with the way that played out. Anyway, we live to fight another day. All right, let us know your pros and cons coming out over the weekend. 1300-01, that was a con. That was a real con from my point of view. 1300-01-1170, the text line 0457-736-736. All right, let's get ourselves to our first break of the day. After that, we're back with our man from Channel 9, Zachy Bailey. Stick around.